The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So
All the Gold in California, written by Larry Gowden and recorded by he and his brothers. It was one of their first number one singles for the Gatlin brothers. It stayed at number one for 2 weeks, spent a total of 10 weeks on the charts. And you can see the Gatlin brothers on Saturday, July the 17th. They'll be performing at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center right here in the upstate of South Carolina. And on our guest line, Rudy Gatlin. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. How you doing?
I am wonderful and just happy to be able to spend a few minutes with you this morning. I've been a big fan of you guys for many, many years. And what a career you guys have had. Talk with me, Rudy, about how you guys got started. I understand, as I've read about you particularly, that initially you sang backup for Tammy Wynette, I believe.
No, that was way after. That's, yeah. Put that aside for a minute. Let's get back to your original question. Yeah, we started in Abilene, Texas in 1955. What? Yeah.
Wow.
This is 65 plus one years.
That is amazing. You guys started singing together at a very early age then.
I was two and a half. Steve was four. Larry was six.
Wow.
And we won a little talent show in Abilene, Texas, the Cavalcade of Stars, March 8, 1955, and started singing. We were singing around the piano. Mom would play, and we'd sing, you know, listen to little TV shows, the themes, you know, those little TV. Kids sing. Kids sing little songs they hear on TV, cartoons or something like that. Then Mom would take us to gospel. Mom and Dad would take us to gospel concerts, buy the records. We'd come home and listen to them and learn them.
Wow.
And a guy in Abilene heard about that. His name was Winston Moore. Nobody remembers Winston Moore. He had a little TV and radio show, but his name was, stage name was Slim Willett, as in, don't let stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Slim Willett.
You
might have heard that song. Big hit record.
Yes.
Big hit record in the 50s. So we started singing on this TV and radio show. And then churches and hog callings and taffy pulls and just, you know, we show up and start singing. People go, what are they doing over there? Well, they're just singing. That's what they do. And we've been doing it ever since.
Wow.
65 plus one.
Mm-hmm. So when did you and your brothers form the Gatlin Brothers? When did you start performing professionally as the Gatlin Brothers?
About 1955.
Oh, well, as the young Gatlin brothers, yes.
Yes. Oh, they'd pay us a dime, you know, pay us a quarter, whatever. So I guess we started, you know, that's the first, that's a good question. That's the first time I've ever answered it like that. Seriously, though, I mean, it was really 19, I mean, we got paid for dental things through the years. You know, we sang it in churches. We'd make a little, and we'd sell albums.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was like we'd make $100 singing at a church. Years ago, we might sell $50 or $100 worth of albums out in the lobby. So we weren't really, but professionally, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Probably June of 76 is when we really, although we've been cutting records since the early 70s and doing a little singing together, we really hit the road cutting records, singing. This was our living, you know, so forth. June of 76.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and again, what a career you've had. You have performed for presidents in the Carnegie Hall, Grand Ole Opry, of course. And you know what I admire most, too, is you guys. You've traveled all over the world performing for our U.S. troops.
Yes, we have, and very honored and very happy to do that. I mean, gosh, what a thrill for us. to be able to do that. We I was just thinking we bleed red, white, and blue.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only the red, we bleed red, white, and blue. And I know I speak for my brothers and all the people that work with us and tour with us and our musicians and everybody involved. Yes, love our troops.
Yeah, just proud of our country, proud of America and what it stands for. Well, you know, in traveling all over the world and all over the United States, I got to ask you, and on our guest line this morning, Rudy Gatlin, you'll be able to see the Gatlin Brothers on Saturday, July the 17th. They're performing at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center right here in the upstate of South Carolina. And what a great venue the Walhalla Performing Arts Center is. You guys have performed all over the world. Does the travel and all ever get old, though, Rudy? I mean,
yes.
Not being able to sleep in your own bed at night?
Well, I can sleep in any bed. I can sleep in a chair. You give me about a minute, I'm sitting in this chair right now, I could lean back because I've trained myself. You know, you get on airplanes.
Sure.
You get in your bus, you get in the car. If you need to kick it back a little bit and get a little quick 5 or 10 minute nap, I can do that.
Yeah.
But we are so accustomed to eating out, living in hotels, traveling like we do, and it amazes me, even at our ages. And I'll be honest with you, man. Larry's 73. Steve just turned 70, and I'm 68, about to be 69.
Yes.
And we still travel and do things that amaze me. And we've been doing this a long time. The Oak Ridge boys still do it. And they're older than we are.
Yeah.
The Bellamy brothers, there are a lot of groups. It's what we do. It's what we do. And as long as we can physically do it, I guess there might come a time that we might not physically be able to get there and sing. But as long as we can, we are going to perform, entertain, do what we do as long as we can, because we really still enjoy it. You
right.
know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
plus, I need the money.
Well, there is that.
There is that. I like to eat. I really like eating. Boy, it's a really neat. Eating three meals a day and living indoors is really a neat thing, Joey. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And we're blessed. Let me get that in. Blessed with a big B. We are blessed from the Almighty to, you know, and I guess he still wants us out there. Why do you still do it, Rudy? Well, I guess he, the big H-E, wants us still to do it. Somebody in Walhalla next Saturday night is going to get their funny bone tickled. They're going to think because they're going, that's a neat song. I like the way he said that. And their hearts are going to be moved, and they're going to be stirred, hopefully, a little bit, you know, entertained, moved a little bit. And they're going to leave there saying, hey, that was really good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And if they don't, tough. They're not getting their money back.
No refunds. Well, look, I can promise
I can
promise you anyone in the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on the 17th, I can promise you they're going to leave satisfied. And, you know, that's what I admire about people like you, Rudy, and your brothers who have that gift from God. And it's God-given.
To
be able to stand on the stage and sing. You don't want to hear me singing, okay? Now,
you're
I love,
right, I,
love I love
the greatest singers in the world.
I love sitting here talking every morning to my listeners here in upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, northeast Georgia. We have a great time, but I don't have that gift of singing. I often wish that I did, because it looks like it would be so much fun to stand on the stage, and you make people forget about some of the things in life that are not too pleasant at times. You make them forget about that for a few hours, and they walk out of there just really feeling good.
We hope so. Sure. That's what we enjoyed trying to do, and for the most part, I think we pull it off.
Yeah.
And it makes up for the hour and a half on stage. You know, getting back to your traveling and all that, my good buddy Steven Stills of Crosby, Stills, Nash, he said, I sing for free. They pay me to travel.
Yep. There you go.
And it's kind of looking at it a different way. Yeah. You sing for free? Yeah. Well, God, that's great. Well, what's it going to cost you? What's it going to cost you for travel? Well, it's going to cost you quite a bit. Oh, okay. Then they get it, you know. But yeah, the traveling can get a little rough. But hey, my daddy had to get up in the morning and go pick up a crew to go work on the drilling rig in West Texas.
Yeah.
And then he had to go drop that crew back off after they put in the 8-hour tower, eight-hour shift. Yeah, right. I'm not, you know, I don't have it.
There's a lot tougher ways to make a living, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And we've done some of those.
We are looking so forward to having you here in upstate South Carolina at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. If you'd like tickets, you can go to walhallapack.com or just text ticket. I've set up a quick text word, tickets, to 877-235-9405. Tickets, and I'll send you info on how to get tickets to see the Gatlin brothers. All right, one quick question for you. Rudy Gatlin with us. Of all your, I mean, you've had a lot of hits. Do you have a favorite?
All the Gold. All the Gold.
What's that? All the Gold. That's it. And that was that, was that your first, that was your first number one? Is that right?
No. No, we had other, like, I Don't Want to Cry, Just Wish You Were Someone I Love, I think, before that. But then All the Gold, it jumped from 8 to number 1, stayed there for 2 weeks. And it was a big one. Wish every one of them could have done what that one did. Holy cow. That kicked us off high center, so to speak.
I got you.
Ooh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah. Well, you've had a lot of good ones, and again, we're looking forward to having you. Rudy, thank you for, a few minutes of your time. Look forward to seeing you in Walhalla in just a few weeks.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thank you. See you next Saturday night.
Absolutely.
And if y'all don't come, you're just going to miss it. That's for sure. Come on.
We don't want, you do not want to miss this for sure.
And go to GatlinBrothers.com and buy something, for crying out loud.
There you go. Rudy Gatlin. So good talking with you. Look forward to seeing you in just a couple weeks. July the 17th. Again, text tickets to 877-235-9405. I'll send you a quick link if you'd like to buy some tickets. And we're blessed to have the Walhalla Performing Arts Center here in the upstate. They have some great acts. The Gatlin brothers, you don't want to miss them. They're three good guys, good God-fearing they love America. They love this country, and that's what I love about the Gatlin brothers.